I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Earlier today, we caught up with Dan
Orlovsky
of NFL Network, also played in the NFL for 8 seasons and 4 different teams. What makes Patrick Mahomes so special?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is there's guys that come into the NFL at that position that are just, they have a talent that there's just not a lot of them on the planet. And the way he throws the football, people throw around this term arm talent, and then they don't necessarily define it. I think the biggest thing is when he throws, it looks incredibly natural, and then you go, there's not a single throw that he's not able to make, whether it's a big ball, a short, accurate ball, velocity, steam, a little bit of touch, accuracy. It seems like he's got all those tools in his toolbox to be able to really grow into a potentially really good player.
So if you had to rake his arm strength, arm talent, however you want to put it, is he one of the best you've seen, top 5, top 10? What kind of ranking would you put on arm talent from Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one to ask with such a small sample size. I'll say this. He made some throws in that week 17 start against Denver that there's just not a lot of people in the NFL that can make. That first third down throw he makes to Demetrius Harris on a seam is very rare to find. And to be able to do that whenever, if you're a 10-year veteran, it's impressive. But to do that on your first third down of your career, his arm talent or his ability to make throws, let's call it that, his ability to make throws is very much so standout.
Dan, how long does it take you to know if a guy's got it? Because I feel like in Kansas City, he's been labeled the next coming. I'm fully in that camp. I feel like I've seen enough. But obviously, I never played in the league. I don't think about playing quarterback. How long does it take a former quarterback to see a quarterback and say, okay, that kid's going to be great?
Well, to be great depends on a lot of different things, that, you know, health and what's around you and whatnot.
Sure.
But to say, to look at a guy and go, he's different, it's pretty easy. I mean, you could just, for me, the natural ability to throw the football. Like when Mahomes throws, you go, that guy was born to throw something. You know, there's guys who are unnatural throwers of the football, as good as Alex Smith was. Alex and I were drafted the same year together. I'm a huge fan of his. Not a very natural thrower of the football. Mahomes just goes, yep, that guy can throw a rock if you ask him to really well.
Let me follow up on something you said earlier. We're talking to Dan Orlovsky, former NFL quarterback, was talking about Pat Mahomes on the NFL Network today. You mentioned that he's a guy that can make all the throws. How many guys are there that can actually do that right now in the NFL? Because it seems like it's a fairly limited amount to me.
It's less than 10. Absolutely less than 10. And I don't like to be the guy that says he can make all the throws, because that's not defined. But there's not a type of throw that he hasn't displayed the ability to make. Whether it's a firm ball, whether it's a ball that needs touch, it's a seam ball that needs to be roped at 22 yards, or it's a ball that needs to have a little bit of I call it love, just a little bit of love on it to get it up over some defenders but in front of safeties. Those are all those things that you want to see those guys be able to make. There's less than 10 guys in the NFL that can do it consistently. You're going to find plenty of people that can do it here and there once every blue moon. But to consistently be able to make those throws, I think Mahomes will be, you know, in that conversation moving forward as one of those 10 guys. You know, to be honest with you, I think the Chiefs made the decision, and this is just a complete hunch, but I keep going back to that third down throw to Demetrius Harris on the seam ball, his first third down of the game against Denver. I think the Chiefs made the choice to move on from Alex Smith in that moment, because to find a guy that can make that throw, they're very rare. And as good as Alex was, that's not a throw that Alex would make. And that's why I think that you go, the Chiefs were justified in the choice to move on to Patrick Mahomes.
And Dan, earlier today you broke down film of Deshaun Watson and also Mitch Trubisky for the Bears. Which of those three quarterbacks do you like the most between Mahomes, Watson, and Trubisky?
Yeah, I think And after studying them really over the past couple of days pretty intently and diving in, I think I'd say Patrick Mahomes. You know, Trubisky, I got to take out of the equation a little bit because you just don't know anything from last year. I really liked his accuracy that he showed on tape, but last year was such an anomaly. The scheme that he was in handcuffed him a little bit. He didn't have a lot of talent around him, so it's tough to gauge really what you have with him. This year I'll be a much better example. Deshaun Watson, I love his game. He's got Superman qualities to him. I do get a little bit concerned with the knee injury coming. It's going to change everything about him as a player. It's going to change everything about him as a player. And so that's you've got to pay some attention to that. Patrick Mahomes, when I watch him play, and I know the sample size is small, but when I watch him play, he reminds me of Randall Cunningham. Kind of, I saw him in person this year. He's bigger than I thought. He's lankier than I thought. He's got a little bit of that lanky arm motion. And so just a guy that has such a bright future. And when you add in the fact of, yes, they have incredible weapons, but Andy Reid, I don't know the last time Andy Reid was part of a bad quarterback. I can't, in my mind, wrap around the idea of when was the last time Andy Reid was part of being, you know, having a bad quarterback. So I think with all those variables, Mahomes has got a really bright future.
And that was Dan Orlovsky. Always good to talk quarterbacks with somebody that played the position in the NFL for 8 years and four teams. That was Dan Orlovsky. Thanks, Dan. Really appreciate the information and the insight.
Who was that?
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Okay. I mispronounced the guy's name.
He was so nice, though. Like, we don't know him well.
He was super cool.
He was kind enough to, like, not call you out on it.
Even before we started the interview, I said his name, and he never corrected me. I mean, at some point, if you said my name wrong, I would correct you. Like, that's not how you pronounce it. I said his name to him, and he just didn't say anything about it. I legitimately thought that's how you pronounce it.
I don't know how you get Orlovsky out of O-R-L-O-V-S-K-Y.
That's what it looks
like.
What is,
like, the A-U in there, Spec? Orlovsky.
I just added sounds.
Is there a W in there, too?
There are certain words that we just all struggle with, and Orlovsky happens to be Carrington's kryptonite.
Okay, Orlovsky.
I mean, everybody has a word that they can't say, like ambulance or eligibility or something. A name like, I still don't know how to pronounce
it. Orlovsky.
Orlovsky?
Orlov.
Orlovsky.
Think of like O-R-L-O-F-F.
You're saying like it has an F in it, Orlovsky.
Yeah, that's how it's pronounced.
Okay, see, I didn't know.
Dan Orlovsky.
The V in there, and you know how English is.
Then that would be Orlovsky.
English doesn't make any sense. If I wrote down the word kernel and asked you to pronounce it phonetically, there's no way you would come up with how it actually sounds.
Like English, popcorn kernel English or like an army kernel?
Like Colonel
Colonel Sanders.
Like a colonel in the army. Or yeah. Sergeant. Yeah. Sergeant doesn't make a lot of sense. Words or English is a very complicated language. So when I look at that, I don't even know what origin it is.
Plus, I mean, it's Spec, I think that's Polish, right? So that is tough to pronounce.
Yeah, it's
Polish
tough to pronounce.
Orlovsky.
You know, the guy said a lot of stuff, and people on the text line are killing him because of what he did in his NFL career. I don't want to get into it about the guy. The guy shouldn't be defined by one thing that happened in his NFL career. But this is why I don't get. We get crushed for because we didn't play the game, so we can't talk quarterbacks. Yeah. We get a quarterback on the show. You tell me he wasn't a good enough quarterback. Who do you want to have on to break down Patrick Mahomes? You think Troy Aikman's doing a lot of local interviews? Who do you want, John Elway, to come on and talk about Patrick Mahomes? You guys on the text line tell us who you want to have on to talk about Patrick Mahomes, and I promise you we'll do everything we can to have him on the show.
They want Brett Favre. We'll have to get on that.
I mean, I'd love to have Brett Favre on the show. If Brett Favre wants to come on the show and talk about Patrick Mahomes.
Somebody on the text line says it's tough to say the word library and chiropractor.
Everybody has a word that they struggle
Yours
with.
Yours is Orlovsky.
Yeah, or Dan Orlovsky.
Or Loft.
Dan Orlovsky.
We're going to have to call, like, Passages Malibu to get Brett Favre on.
I think
so. Do I call just their front desk number?
Yeah. Maybe. Is he in rehab again or no?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, you guys tell us who you want us to have on to talk about Mahomes this summer, because I don't know if you guys know this or not. We're going to have a lot of inventory to talk about Patrick Mahomes this summer, because your baseball team is not competitive and not worthy of being discussed for long periods of time on the radio. So you tell us who you want. It's realistic. Somebody said Peyton Manning. Yeah, Peyton Manning's coming on the show.
Well, the other part, too, like Dan Orlovsky, he didn't play a whole lot of football. He was in the NFL for 8 years. He got a chance to watch a lot of quarterback play, right?
He did.
He got a chance to watch good quarterbacks play since he wasn't necessarily playing all that much.
Text line 69306, Trent Green. No, he can't come on this radio station. I think you guys know why. Ryan Leaf. We can get Ryan Leaf. You guys want Ryan Leaf to come on?
We can get Ryan Leaf.
We can get Ryan Leaf on the show tomorrow.
You got to call Malibu for that one?
Yeah, he was on the day shift not too long ago. Binkley was pumped.
Yeah, if you guys want Ryan Leaf on the show, we had Ryan Leaf on during the Super Bowl to talk about depression. So, yeah, if you want him to come on the show. I mean, nobody has a problem with Chris Sims coming on the show to talk about quarterbacks. Let's not make it seem like Chris Sims was Ben Roethlisberger in his playing career.
I like this one. The text line wants us to get Jessica Alba on to talk about quarterbacks. I mean, I would like to have her in studio.
I like outside the box thinking on that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.